streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
And here we go on a Tuesday, a championship Tuesday. The Denver Nuggets are the newest franchise, their first ever championship live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. There's a lot of choices out there, and we appreciate you stopping by. Well, J-Mac, a 16 win, 4 loss, 16 up, 4 down, playoff run, 9 double-digit wins. You know a team is good when they shoot 55% from the free throw line and can't hit a 3 to save their life. They miss gimmies, and they won. A little historic.
Yeah, I'm wearing black today, mourning the end of the NBA season. It's a sad day. Season over. Great season it was. Now we got free agency, and should be fun, exciting.
So 16 wins and 4 losses. If you go back and look at the NBA champions that have 4 or fewer playoff losses in their run, they're all dynasties. The Warriors, Spurs, Lakers a couple of times, Spurs again, Bulls 4 times, Pistons. They're all dynasties. Denver didn't just win the finals, they mowed over the league. And you know, basketball has made several key pivots since I've been watching it. 80s and 90s, back to the basket centers, highly physical, tackling was semi-allowed, physicality, rebounding, defense won. And then about 2004, they eliminated the hand check. The game got faster. Guards, the tempo, blazing speed. 2014, 2015, the small ball warrior, three-point revolution. And do we have another one? Jokic. Giannis and Jokic, 7-foot guys handling the ball. But in Jokic's case, it's the shooting, which is elite for a non-center. It's the free throw shooting. It's the passing. He's going to get a lot of centers paid. It's historically unique. The NBA is getting very international, and these international bigs are highly skilled. They make the flashy domestic American guards less relevant. Jokic is kind of doing a Steph Curry. When Steph Curry came onto the scene, he got a lot of shooters paid, a lot of imitators. A lot of people thought they had in Trae Young another Steph Curry, and Trae Young's good. He's not close to Steph Curry for a million reasons. And when you have Jokic, all of a sudden now watch his influence in the league. He's going to get centers paid. People are going to ask other centers to do Jokic-like things, and he's one of one. And so is Steph. I know, Steph got a lot of guys paid, and you think your shooting guard is Steph. Nah, the selflessness, the IQ, the movement, the shooting, the clutch gene. There's one Steph. And that's the thing. There was one Kareem and one LeBron. There's just one Jokic. To give you an idea, he averages just about 10 assists. You know another center they think is a good facilitator, good passer, is Embiid. He averages 4. And he's not nearly as durable. And he can't shoot like this. I mean, I really like Giannis. But Giannis shoots 27% from threes. He shoots 64% from the free throw line. And he doesn't pass like this. It was about a month and a half ago where voters decided they could not give Jokic a third straight MVP. And their argument was, well, come on now, that would be historic. Let me give you some history. Jokic is the first player in the NBA's entire duration to lead the NBA in points, rebounds, and assists in a playoff run. Kareem didn't do it. Hakeem didn't do it. LeBron didn't do it. Magic didn't do it. Not Shaq, not Giannis. The first and only ever. And that was the knock, right? You can't give him a third straight MVP. I mean, come on. You got to save that for guys like MJ and guys like LeBron and guys like Jokic. First player, league history. 16-4 playoff run. Let him assist, points, and rebounds. Again, this team last night shot 17% from three-point land, had twice as many turnovers, shot 56% from the free throw line, and won because of Jokic. They won all year because of Jokic. Other good players, including Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, good staff. But Michael Porter talked about it after.
Yeah, I don't really think you can put it into context. Like, Nikola, I mean, he does so many things for our team. He's so good of a basketball player. Like, I don't really think people understand how good of a basketball player he is. I mean, but to do this, you know, we're happy for him, and we're happy for everybody on the team. But, I mean, Nikola, he led us all playoffs with his passing some games, scoring other games. This was a historic run. I don't know how you could say he's not the best big man ever.
Well, he's certainly in that class. He's different than Shaq, who was different than Hakeem, who was different than Wilt, who's different than Kareem. But he is one of one, like LeBron and Steph and MJ. The last 15 years, let's talk mobility. Because I think the view, the world view of the NBA, and a lot of fans don't love it, is it's too mobile. Stars are leaving. And when they leave, they win. No, let's be careful. The Warriors won pre-KD, during KD, and post-KD. LeBron moved around the league, and he won wherever he went. Okay, that doesn't mean it works for everybody. Inspect the league closer. Russell, MJ, Bird, Magic, Steph, Kobe, Duncan, Isaiah Thomas, Hakeem, and I presume Jokic. Multiple championships, stayed with one organization, were patient, and let them build around them. Yes, LeBron did move around a lot and won everywhere he went. But that's like saying, I don't need to go to college because Steve Jobs didn't. You're not Steve Jobs, and nobody's LeBron. Here's the big issues with mobility that we don't talk about. Often to get a star like Carmelo Anthony, remember that, Denver to New York? You got to give up rotational players that are valuable, draft capital. And the other thing is, you don't give your front office time to build and plan and execute. If you go back and look at LeBron, yes, he moved and he won, but there were always weird, odd fits. Kyrie Irving, yeah, Kyrie, LeBron's going to run the offense. Eventually, Kyrie didn't like it. Hey, Bosch, hey, Kevin Love, can you move away from the basket? They sacrificed part of their careers, big chunks of their stats to appeal and appease LeBron. Dwayne Wade and LeBron took a couple of months to figure out how to play together. I still contend they were not a great fit. They were just great players. Denver's players, because of patience, It allowed the front office to draft and develop and have a plan and take time and now execute. Chemistry develops when a front office finds a star and can methodically build around the star. That's why when you watch Denver, you don't think about it. Nobody was talking about Aaron Gordon before the playoffs started. But when he got in foul trouble last night, you're like, oh my God, Aaron Gordon's off the court. They're in trouble. That's what staying put does. You're not desperate. The pieces work. They fit. But it takes patience. And I understand none of us have a lot of that. But be careful about using LeBron as mobility works. The Warriors won before KD and after him. LeBron's a one-on-one. Can't count him. And Mike Malone talked about the slow build, the smart build, the loyalty by Denver.
Pat Riley said something many years ago. I used to have it up on my board when I was a head coach in Sacramento. And I talked about the evolution in this game and how you go from a nobody to an upstart. And you go from an upstart to a winner, and a winner to a contender, and a contender to a champion. And the last step is after you're a champion is to be a dynasty. So we're not satisfied. We accomplished something this franchise has never done before, but we have a lot of young, talented players in that locker room. And I think we just showed through 16 playoff wins what we're capable of on the biggest stage in the world.
And what's really great about Denver, which has always been an underrated sports city, they love everything, is that there's some physical players that are hard to replicate. I mean, Aaron Gordon, what's the duplicate of Aaron Gordon in the league? That long. You notice how gassed Jimmy Butler was? That's Aaron Gordon leaning on him. Bigger, stronger, physical. Jimmy Butler was literally hiding last night for a quarter. He was completely gassed. And Jimmy Butler's a great player. But a bigger, stronger man on you for seven games is a lot. Then they had Christian Brown, the young kid on Jimmy Butler. Again, draft, take time, develop, find a place he fits. I don't think you can find another Aaron Gordon. Michael Porter for 6'10 and a half, long, uniquely skilled. Jokic. A lot of these championship teams, you can lose a shooting guard. There's a lot of guys in the world that can hit a three. There's not a lot of Aaron Gordon bodies. There's not a lot of Jokic bodies. There's not a lot of Michael Porter bodies. This is a very unique lineup, hard to match up against, hard to replace, hard to duplicate, and those guys are going to be around for a long, long time. You know, we said during the year, we pay attention during the regular season when the ratings aren't as good, J-Mac. We pay attention to flashy players and sensational players and fireworks shows. But I found Denver fascinating to watch. They remind me a little of the old school Bird Celtics when they had Parrish's length and McHale's length. And at one point they had Bill Walton and Larry Bird. They were just long and they were feisty, and Bird could do unique things and Jokic can do unique things. Length and size. It's a little old school basketball, and I loved watching it.
I did as well. I do wonder, you make it sound like they're going to be potentially forming some kind of dynasty here with the youth. But Colin, the idea that they have been hunting a title for so many years now, Jokic underappreciated, Jamal Murray underappreciated, they're no longer the underdogs. And you can be sure LeBron and KD are watching this saying, we're getting revenge on those guys next year.
But it's really interesting. If you look in the West, now again, we don't know if they'll be healthy. If they went to the finals next year and Jokic or Porter, Gordon got hurt, it's different. But what's interesting that plays into Denver's favor, look at the stars out West. What do they have in common? Kawhi, AD, LeBron, Durant, Chris Paul, Dame. They're old.
That's a good point.
They're all a lot of the stars. And if they're not old, Paul George, they've had injuries. And so you have this young, gigantic team in their prime. When you're in your prime, when you do get hurt, you get back sooner. The West has had the most stars for 15 years in this league. They're all aging at the same time.
Yeah.
And the wave of new players like De'Aaron Fox is excellent. I expect next year to Sacramento to take another leap. Denver, they don't have to take another leap. But what's happening to Denver, sometimes it just works in your favor. When Nick Saban went to the SEC, there was a lot of bad coaches. That was part of the momentum that Alabama won quickly, build recruiting momentum. What really helps Denver is the West stars have gotten really old. all together.
Yeah.
Klay, Steph, Draymond, Kawhi, Dame, like they're all getting old. KD, Chris Paul. So it's again, I think Phoenix is a team to keep your eye on.
Really?
I think Chris Paul is going to stay in Phoenix. They're going to go get some bench depth. Vogel will make DeAndre Ayton a better player. But if you start looking at the West, it's getting creaky. Yeah.
Well, there are two teams you didn't mention with young stars ascending. Memphis Grizzlies with Ja Morant.
Yeah, silly.
And the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic. How about an all-European Western Conference final next year? Luka versus Jokic.
I'm going to bet on Phoenix. Chris Paul returning. Vogel helps. They add bench depth.
You just love Kevin Durant.
I do.
You do.
I like Durant. Are you tired of running out of hot water? Never deal with freezing cold showers, even if you're third or fourth in line, even if you just ran the dishwasher, even if you did a couple of loads of laundry.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, it is interesting how often our all-time great players drop in the first round of the NFL draft, don't go number one. Steph Curry didn't go number one. Jokic is a second rounder. Patrick Mahomes went like, what, 10 or 11? Didn't have a winning record in college. Jokic, again, falls to the second round. Wasn't a dynamic player his first year in the league. And now Mahomes runs the NFL and Jokic runs the NBA. They have a couple of things in common. They're a combination of a lot of different players. Mahomes has Brady's penchant for perfectionism, Favre's arm, Steve Young and Roger Staubach's creativity, and the Aaron Rodgers brain power to not make really many big mistakes in big games. Jokic has some of Larry Bird's passing, Giannis's ball handling, Dirk Nowitzki's shooting. He really does if you looked at the postseason numbers, and Tim Duncan's sort of methodical, humble approach. Now they both run their league. Also, Mahomes has a great coach and a great co-star in Travis Kelce. The rest of the parts move around. You've got a great coach in Michael Malone and Jamal Murray. Some of these pieces, they're just going to move around. Both also will play a very long time. Mahomes gets rid of the ball quickly, rarely takes big hits. His coach Andy Reid and that O-line protect him. Jokic, similarly, very durable. He's not hyper-athletic. Hyper-athletic players like a Westbrook tend to age poorly and quickly. I've always been, if you listen to this show, you know this, I've always been anti-flashy small guard. John Wall, Derrick Rose, Ja Morant. you know, they're fun players and they're dynamic players and the media just falls in love with them, but they don't make anybody else better. They don't win championships. They're not terribly durable. And the truth is, more than anything, is do they make anybody beyond themselves great? Jokic's durability, his ability to make B players B-plus guys, C players B-minus players, is really something to behold. And he tends to make, to me, he makes a John Wall or a John Morant or a Trae Young, exciting, gifted, hyper-athletic players. He makes them feel smaller, kind of less relevant. They're fun, but it's cotton candy. It's not real winning basketball. It's not, you can't trust it durability-wise. They'll get broken down very quickly. And there's a lot of players in this league. If you start adding up people that didn't have a lot of flash and people got bored with, Kareem, Duncan, Giannis, Jokic, Bill Russell have 24 titles. Those flashy point guards I just mentioned have none. Steph Curry's one of the few flashy point guards that you can build around. They get hurt. They don't last long. They're often about themselves. Now, Steph is unique in that he's become more of a facilitator too, and he also stepped back when KD arrived. But Jokic makes small ball look like it's over, and he makes these flashy, fun, flamboyant young players that are, you know, drive to the basket, crash to the floor, 44-inch vertical. Don't get me wrong. They're fun to watch. They're unique. But are they really that relevant when it comes to, you know, like May and June? You know, it's even after winning last night, there's just a kind of a humble, gracious, it's all about people beyond me attitude with Jokic that I think is a turn on for a lot of fans.
Now you are an NBA champion, Nikola. How does that feel?
It's good. It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
People say it's kind of a garbage game. It's kind of ugly. But you start looking around this league, is Kareem's game was the skyhook. Right? Like, that's what it was. Russell's game was about defense. Like, Shaq was wildly fun and powerful, but a lot of our dominating bigs, Tim Duncan, it was a methodical approach. Kareem, rarely hurt. Akeem, rarely hurt. There's something to it. It's international. It's highly skilled. You don't get as much ego. I know it's not flashy and fun, but it does feel like it's sustainable. I think he's going to age slowly like Mahomes. He's going to age well. He's going to age slowly. He's got the right coach. He's got the right co-star. The other pieces will move around, right? You know, Kansas City may move through coordinators. They're going to move through wide receivers, offensive linemen. He's got Travis. He's got the GM. He's got the coach and Andy Reid. That feels like to me with Mahomes. Mahomes can be flashy, but in the end, it's his ability to do all the small stuff, not miss the easy stuff. That's what makes Mahomes. We with Patrick Mahomes, we always fall for the wild, crazy left-handed throw. He does one of those a month. The angle side throw, he does one of those a game. What Mahomes is really good at, getting to the line, being creative, fundamentally strong, doesn't make mistakes, finds the open guy. That's really what Mahomes is about with a great coach. And Travis Kelce.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So what do you do with the Miami Heat? The perfect fit is Damian Lillard of the Blazers. Damian Lillard has said the one place it works. He's good friends with Bam Adebayo. The bottom line is, I mean, the great moment last night that tells you where Miami is, it was late fourth quarter. They desperately needed a basket. They gave the ball to 37-year-old Kyle Lowry and said, go cook. And he got hammered by Aaron Gordon. They're not dynamic enough is bad. So their starting backcourt was 1-for-10. And Jimmy Butler's now gone to a couple of finals, and he looks gassed at the end because he's kind of like their go-to offensive scorer. You cross your fingers, you know, on a Caleb Martin. Is Bam hot tonight? He needs help bad. So, I mean, that's Steph Curry always had somebody. LeBron always had somebody else. It could be a D-Wade. It could be a Bosch. LeBron's always had somebody else who is a consistent elite scorer. And then multiple role players on his championship teams, a KCP, a J.R. Smith, a Ray Allen, somebody else that could get a bucket or get hot and end up with 20. Butler just needs more help. and they got a hole, and there's a guy to fix it. Now, the other thing for Portland is, I mean, listen, it's been great, but I think it's a win for Dame because he can finally vie for a championship, and I think joining Miami makes them a championship-level team. I think Boston, I think we know what Boston is. I don't think there's another level for Boston. Miami beat Boston, and I think they have another level. Dame would take you to another level. I think we've seen what Boston is. Milwaukee, is going to reboot. Philadelphia is going to make some moves. I think everybody in the East next year, the Knicks, they'll all get better. I don't think Boston will. I think Boston is what they are. I think we know exactly what all their players are. Horford's old. Robert Williams, a defensive guy. Marcus Smart's 11 a game, good defense. Jaylen Brown and Tatum don't work perfectly together, but they work. And Joe Mazzulla's fine, but not special as a coach. I know exactly what Boston is. I know what Miami is too, but they would be significantly better with an elite score. And the other thing, and this is why I've said, you think it's crazy, that if you brought somebody like Jordan Poole to a Boston, it means Jason Tatum wouldn't be relied on in these big spots and would have more gas at the end of a series. When you watch Jimmy Butler, he can do it in the first round or two. He can do it for several games. Last three games, he's disappeared. He's just tired. He's got big guys leaning on him. So I think this one works. I think Portland has the number three pick. That's probably going to be Scoot Henderson, who is their next great guard. They've also got some other good young players. They can maybe get a Tyler Hero, get a bunch of draft picks, and Portland can reboot. I mean, now they're just, Nurkic gets hurt too much. Dame is small and hurt. Like, it's time for a reboot in Portland, and Dame's one of those personalities, smart guy, gets it, been around the league, he'll fit in anywhere, plays hard, plays as often as he's played hurt for years. Sometimes he's hurt and still plays. So I think this is the perfect combination. Eric Spoelstra on the Heat coming up short.
We ran it up against a team that was just better than us in this series. And you have to tip your hat to them. That I said it, but they're one hell of a basketball team. They play the right way. They compete. They're well coached, and they have a strong culture.
And for the record, that game last night was all tied up late. Put Dame on that team. Potential different outcome. Because Denver, I think you'd admit this, J-Mac, Denver was tight. They couldn't hit free throws. They couldn't hit threes. They were tight.
I think they started 1-for-16 from three, yeah. The worst half, I believe, in NBA Finals.
Yeah, they probably played their worst half. They played a great defensive fourth quarter, but they were tight. Put Dame on Miami last night. They win that game and go back to Miami. Mm. And by the way, as we're all talking about where Jimmy Butler go, it wouldn't be a conversation. You wouldn't be looking for Jimmy Butler every time down the floor. You'd have Dame. Dame would be your leading scorer. Butler would probably be your best overall two-way player. Bam could be your third scorer. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you kept Tyler Hero, just kept him and move other pieces, he's your fourth. That's a championship team.
So did you see Butler drove late in the game? I think they were down one or two and kicked to the corner, and it's Max Strus jacking a corner three with the NBA Finals on the line.
That's right.
Like, you want that to be Damian Lillard. I would take a 30-foot Damian Lillard shot over Max Strus from anywhere. You know,
well, I mean, outside of Steph, could you not argue Steph and Luka? Dame's the best shot maker in the league. If you needed a jumper, Steph...
He's had two walk-off three-pointers in playoff history. Nobody's ever done that. Like, won a series with a shot. He did that twice.
Yeah.
He's clutch, yeah. I like Damian Lillard.
So, I was watching that game late, and I was thinking to myself, if Dame's on the floor, Denver doesn't get away with playing that poorly.
How
they
about
lose
James
that game.
Harden in the Heat culture? Would that work?
Oh, God, no. Harden? Oh, no. God, no. He's not willing to defend. He's the opposite
exactly.
of the
Heat. Heat culture would clean his act up finally.
No. You're trying to solve a problem. It's too late.
It doesn't want to be solved.
Yeah, I mean, Dame is small, but he doesn't lack effort on the defensive end. Dame plays hurt. Dame's flaws, he works through. Like Harden's flaws, he has no interest in getting better at. He's not going to defend. So I think Dame is an exceptional guy, an exceptional player. And again, veteran, smart, been there. Everybody would be on the same page. Dame, we need two great years. And he would absolutely provide them. You know, Dame is athletic, but he doesn't have like, he's athletic. But his games, it's a shooting game. He's a shooter. He's going to age fine. Dame will be able to shoot when he's 50.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Jokic against the all-time great centers, Kareem, Shaq, Malone, and Akeem. And for our radio audience, it's kind of complicated, but for our TV audience, it's not. Only Kareem, in terms of championships, MVPs, and first-time All-NBA in your first eight seasons. Jokic is better than Shaq, Moses Malone, who I watched, Akeem. He's not Kareem, but Kareem, in my opinion, is easily the best center in the history of the league. But all five are very unique, and that's what's interesting about bigs. A lot of small players can have similar games. Bigs are all different. So Jokic is noteworthy for his passing and playmaking. Akeem was known for his footwork and defense. Shaq for his power, Kareem for the skyhook, and Malone for his rebounding. Jokic, though, is easily the most diverse in terms of skill set. He does more things well than all those guys, including Kareem. Kareem didn't pass like that, or he didn't shoot like that. Either did Shaq, Moses, or any big. Jokic may never be, he'll never be as good a two-way player as Akeem. Akeem was good O and D. He'll never be as memorable as Shaq. He'll never be as productive as Kareem. Kareem just played forever and on great teams with great teammates. But in terms of, I mean, here's all you need to know. Jokic could lead the league in assists. Years ago, there was a moment in Wilt Chamberlain's career when he just wanted to lead the NBA. So I'm just going to lead it in, like, rebounding. And he just did. Jokic could lead the league in assists. I mean, he was third without actively trying to lead the NBA in assists. So, but all these bigs tend to be different. Russell and Wilt had totally different games and personalities. Embiid and Jokic, totally different games and personalities. Shaq and Hakeem, totally different games and personalities. Jokic feels very European. Humble, no ego, good passing, high skill, played with men when he was younger, so he developed pretty quickly. But I don't see it going away.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You know, I think about this all the time when I watch great players. And I can remember having this conversation with a friend like 15 years ago. The truly great players are even greater than you think. Because, I mean, think about how everybody in Peyton Manning's division when he was in Indianapolis, every GM in that division literally built a defense to stop Peyton Manning. Think how great Kobe Bryant was. You literally devised a game plan to stop Kobe. Not the other guys. Nobody devised the game plan to stop Derek Fisher, Robert Horry, Rick Fox. Good players. You devised a game plan to stop Kobe, and he still scored 34. Is it the difference between Mahomes and even Burrow and Josh Allen is like significant? And a lot of it's Andy Reid. Some of it's Andy Reid. But I saw this story this morning. The Chiefs could feature the NFL's only $3 million backfield. They just don't pay anybody in the backfield. And because you have Andy Reid, who's the best play designer and probably play caller of my life, Bill Walsh up there, Sean Payton, and then Mahomes is the most talented and intuitive player, that you can just do things other people can't do. Think how good Josh Allen is. He needs a better running back. He's had competent running backs. They're not good enough. Think how good Joe Mixon is. To me, the second best quarterback in the league. He absolutely benefited greatly from Joe Burrow. Aaron Rodgers needed Aaron Jones. I thought Drew Brees' last 3 or 4 years of his career relied heavily on Alvin Kamara. Mahomes and Andy Reid, it's totally different. Just think about this. As good, everybody freaked out when Kansas City moved off Tyreek Hill. Okay. So look at Mahomes' numbers with Tyreek Hill and without him. They're better. He threw for 400 more yards, 4 more TDs, fewer interceptions, and a significantly higher passer rating without Tyreek Hill. And so between Reed and Mahomes and Travis Kelce, Mahomes literally without Tyreek Hill had more yards, more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, higher passer rating, more points a game. Without Tyreek Hill, rookies, cast-offs, players from the Giants, Sky Moore, totally different ballgame. So when people talk about this, don't kid yourself. Running backs matter to Burrow. Lamar Jackson, by the way, when J.K. Dobbins got hurt, they mattered to Breeze, Rodgers. They just don't matter because of Andy Reid and Kelce. They just don't matter for Kansas City. I mean, Saquon Barkley, I saw a story this morning, doesn't rule out sitting out this year. Wait until you see Daniel Jones without, playoff Daniel Jones without Saquon Barkley. By the way, Geno Smith, I think he led the NFL this year in passer rating, got to the playoffs, Hall of Fame level coach. What did the Seahawks do with their, I think it was their second pick or their third pick in the draft, second round? They went and got another running back. Like, he needs another star running back. So this idea that running backs don't matter. No, they don't matter to Mahomes. But you see this all the time, is that we don't even understand. Literally Miami, their entire game plan was to disrupt Jokic. He still becomes the MVP of the series. Like, he's so much better than everybody else. Mahomes is so much better. Everybody in that division. I mean, the Chargers, what do? With Mahomes, they go out and get a defensive coach. Try to slow him down. The Eagles had 2 weeks to prepare. Can't stop him late in the game. So when I see these stories about running backs, listen, even if you have a really high-end quarterback, Lamar, Herbert, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, running backs matter. That's why when that J-Mac, when the Vikings move off Dalvin Cook, I'm like, be very careful. Be very careful. Like, Dalvin's really good. Kirk Cousins is solid. But this narrative, like, I know nobody wants to pay running backs. Take Mahomes out. There's no question that Josh Allen, and to Buffalo's credit, they pinpointed it in the offseason. they had to get better at running back for Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and a very good defense. They had to get better at running back. So I think the narrative's gone way too far. Running backs don't matter. They don't matter for Mahomes.
Do they matter for Justin Herbert?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've been doing my NFL previews a little bit. I think a running back mattered to Herbert under the last coach who was running the offense. Under Kellen Moore, I don't know that's the case. Kellen Moore likes to go a little deeper. I think Eckler's probably gone from the Chargers after this season.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it works.
I think they can go get Kareem Hunt on the cheap. By the way, he's still out there. I don't know. Joe Burrow, does he need a running back?
Well, I think Mixon was now. Does he today? I'm not sure. But Mixon helped him a lot. When that O-line was falling apart, Mixon got short yards. Mixon mattered. I like Mixon more than you do, but I think he was crucial.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Well, Denver had a very historic playoff run, 16-4. As good as the Lakers were, swept them. Phoenix gave them trouble for, you know, about 3 days. But by and large, Miami was absolutely red hot, took care of Milwaukee and Boston, and they put so many different people on Jimmy Butler. They put KCP on him, Aaron Gordon on him, Chris Brown on him. It in the end, Butler looked gassed. Nick Wright, first things first, joining us live. How surprised are you? I'll start with this. Take LeBron out. So people often say mobility works. Well, it works with LeBron. Kevin Durant.
That's correct.
Warriors won before him, during him, after him. Take LeBron out. He's like Mahomes. He works without a running back. You can get rid of Tyreek Hill. That's different. But you go to Russell, Michael, Bird, Magic, Duncan. The stay where you're at model and let the organization patiently build around you. Could I not argue, if you just take LeBron, the greatest player ever, out, that what Denver's doing is what the Spurs did, is what the Bulls did, is what it's what the Celtics did.
Well, it's what the Bucks. Well, listen, I think the super team model is really a LeBron James model.
That's right.
Now, the model that definitely works is having an excellent team already intact and adding either a great player or a final piece. The Raptors with Kawhi had a team that was good but not great, a culture, all of it. Then they swap out DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard, win the title. The Warriors had already won a title, gotten to another finals. They swap out Harrison Barnes for Kevin Durant. They're one of the greatest teams ever. That obviously works, right? But the other thing that obviously works is what the Bucks did, what the Warriors did before Durant, what the Nuggets did, what, to a lesser degree, the Heat have done, where they add the piece in Jimmy Butler, but the rest of it is built up from within, what the Celtics are attempting to do. So, yeah, I actually agree with that wholeheartedly, that the microwaved team out of nowhere. It blew up spectacularly in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it will ever get off the ground with the Clippers. It has really only ever worked with LeBron. And to be honest, even the LeBron parts have had fits and starts with it, most notably the first year in Miami.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I do. I think people consistently, Colin, come May and June, see what it takes to win a championship, and then in December and January, totally forget about it, and over the summer. And they just trick themselves into thinking, well, this team can't defend, and this team doesn't have depth, and this team doesn't like each other, but they'll be fine, when those teams are never fine.
Yeah, Denver's defense in the fourth quarter and their chemistry in the end, which is hard to build either if you're not playing together for years, won it. Jokic is interesting. So years ago, if you got 10 assists, that meant you were also creating 20 points. But in the three-ball era, 10 assists can be 24 points. And when I look at Jokic, beyond the 25 points, there's the 10, 11 assists. His elevation of others. I said, when I watch Jokic play, I don't know. I mean, all the great centers have been different. Kareem was the skyhook. Moses Malone was the rebounder. Shaq was powerful and flamboyant.
Sure.
There's a Duncan component to Jokic, which is it's kind of fundamental,
right,
with a little Larry Bird passing. But when you hear about the Jokic historic, one of your pushbacks on three MVPs in a row was a legitimate one. Let's save that for the all-time greats. And then you watch Jokic and you're like, okay, has he become an all-time great?
He's an all-time great. He's an all-time great. Like, this is, and people, I think sometimes they might hear me say that and say, oh, Nick's being inconsistent. I am being the definition of consistent. There is a final level. He achieved it last night.
Yeah.
People might think this sounds ludicrous, but I believe it to the marrow. 24 hours ago, Nikola Jokic was not an all-time great. Now he is, undeniably.
Yeah.
That's how it works in this league. And the frustrating thing with me, with the Jokic commentary and then the backlash to the backlash, is people pretended that he was being singled out. It is the exact, to a T, process Giannis went through. Won an MVP, people are like, he's awesome. Won another MVP, had a really crummy finals, and people were like, let's pump the brakes a bit. Then had a start-to-finish dominant, get-on-my-back playoff run,
yeah,
and the whole world said, yeah, you're one of the 25 greatest players ever, undeniable. That's how it works. Those are the steps in this league.
Yeah.
And those of us that said, we need to see him do it over 2 months in the playoffs, folks, the response was, why do you need to see it? And the answer to that is, not to be a jerk, but you know what the answer to that is? Because James Hardens have existed in the NBA forever.
Yeah.
Guys who are unbelievable in the regular season, and then come the postseason, either can't last or go backwards or the moment gets to them. I needed to see it.
Yeah.
And by the way, for me to consider him one of the two or three best players in the league right now, he didn't need to win the title.
Yeah.
Just getting to the finals and what they did against the Lakers, it's like, okay, that's undeniable.
Yeah.
But now, having won the title, if people want to say he's the best player in the world, even if I personally still think Giannis can be more impactful on both ends, and Giannis by a hair would be my pick, I totally get it.
Yeah.
That's how it works in the NBA. It's how it's always worked in the NBA.
Yeah, by the way, we understand that in boxing, UFC, tennis, downhill skiing, any individual sport, you have to win the gold or win the fight. Yeah. If Conor McGregor had never won the big fight, he would just be a flamboyant, fun guy, good on pay-per-view. He wouldn't be considered the greatest UFC, you know, potential fighter of all time.
And can I add something else to it, Colin? Since 1980, and this is why my pick of the Heat in hindsight was it went against history.
Yeah.
Since 1980, Colin, if you don't have one of the 25 greatest players ever, you can't win the title unless you're on the 04 Pistons. Because it's Magic and Kareem,
yeah,
it's Moses and Dr. J, it's Bird, it's Isaiah, it's Jordan, it's Akeem, it's Duncan, it's Shaq / Kobe, it's the 04 Pistons, it's Wade and Shaq, it's Dirk, it's KG, it's Kobe, it's LeBron, it's Steph, it's Giannis. Kawhi, I guess, is the other outlier, but he would have been, but injuries ruined him. It's Jokic. So Jokic is now in that group. He is one of the 25 greatest players ever. And in the NBA, I know it's not an individual sport, but we have almost a half century of history that says you don't need to, having Jason Tatum is fun and it's cool, but if you want to win a title, you need a legend, not an awesome player.
Yeah, it goes back to like the Mahomes thing we talked about earlier. You had to see the win last night. I always thought Mahomes was great. But to lose Tyreek Hill, have better numbers and win, okay, that's different. Like that even for Mahomes, it's like great, maybe greatest ever now. And I think those moments, speaking of this, I was talking about this earlier, is that sometimes I think we undervalue great. And think about this. So all teams did for 30 years was try to stop LeBron. The whole game plan was on stopping LeBron. And they still couldn't. So the J.R. Smith can give you 21. No game plan's trying to stop him. The gap between LeBron and J.R. Smith, we know, is substantial. But the greats are so great. Like Jokic, Miami's entire game plan as a defensive team stop him. Nobody could. I was thinking about this with Mahomes. Mahomes is the only quarterback in the league. Burrow needed Mixon. Lamar's needed J.K. Dobbins. Herbert needs Eckler. Obviously, Daniel Jones needs Saquon. Dak needed Zeke in his prime. I can argue Mahomes is so great. The gap between him and Burrow, and we both love Burrow, is so great. He didn't need Tyreek Hill. He doesn't need a running back because of Reed's ability to create plays and then Mahomes' ability to finalize those plays, right? Is that, do you feel like, I saw this story about the Chiefs are going to have a $3 million backfield, which is just unheard of.
Yeah.
Do you believe, and you know, I know you're a Chiefs guy, but I think to myself, God, Mahomes is even significantly better than Burrow.
I think Joe Burrow has earned the right to be called the second best quarterback in football. But I think there, someone wants to argue Jalen Hurts. I'll listen to him. I don't think Josh Allen's in that tier anymore. But if you want to argue, you can make a compelling case. But that's where the argument has moved to, because the gap between the guy we're showing video of, Patrick Mahomes, and every other quarterback, I think is bigger than the gap between whoever's number two and whoever's number eight. Because there, he simply has no weaknesses as a passer, and not just as a passer, but as a player. I mean, we talk about the most mobile quarterbacks in the league, and no one brings up Mahomes. But some of the most legendary quarterback runs in modern playoff history were by Patrick Mahomes. The touchdown before the half against Tennessee, where he shook off three guys and ran for 30 yards to go to the Super Bowl. The one against Cincinnati to set up the field goal. The one against the Eagles to set up the game-winning field goal on one leg. Those are all, that's with his legs, and that's like his fourth option. The thing that I find fascinating to watch in how the Chiefs are going to try to build this out is they have clearly leaned into what you're talking about, which is why spend, you know, get a seventh rounder in Pacheco, try to keep McKinnon, so, you know, spend as little as possible there and bulk up the rest of it. I wonder if it's one point, if the opportunity presents itself, will they counter the other direction, which is what would it look like if in an era where running backs are cheaper than ever, we had one of the four best running backs in football, where teams occasionally had to actually respect the run. Not what would that do for our running game, but what would that do for Patrick Mahomes? Like, they have a lot of other, you know, kind of punches they can pull, if you will, as they build this out over the next decade. And I do think that they're going to have to do that if and when Travis Kelce either slows down or retires. Because while he can, that has been, it's not underrated, but having arguably the greatest tight end ever with him the whole time has obviously been a massive part of his dominance.
Yeah, we've never, and by the way, another credit to Mahomes, we've never really considered, even with Gronk, even with Kellen Winslow, we never considered the tight end as the number one target. Mahomes is great enough that we're going to take a mid-round tight end, and that becomes his target. It's always been a star receiver for Bradshaw, for Aikman, for Staubach, for everybody.
Speaking of star receivers, I know my guy Josh Allen's going to be on the cover of Madden, but what's up with Stephon Diggs?
I know.
Why is he so unhappy?
I know.
Trouble in paradise. I mean, they were best buds. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, I don't have reporters on the ground in upstate New York. But, you know, it seems like there's just trouble in paradise up there, and you just hate to see it. You just really hate to see it.
Yeah, I know.
For the, you know, three-time defending AFC East, second-round defending champion Buffalo Bills. You just hate to see
it. So obnoxious. All right, Nick. Yeah. First things first. Good seeing you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
You bet.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.